A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Ayin Hey, Baba Basra 75A, pagination is 149. We'll start from about 20 lines up. Towards the middle of the line, Va'omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Sheva Chupos. The end of the line is Sheva Chupos. Rabba said, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Hashem will in the future make seven canopies L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik for each Tzadik. And these canopies reflect the qualities of the particular Tzadik. It does say that we're talking about a Tzadik, so it's not just ordinary people. And we'll see that there's still a critique on the people that we're dealing with. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vora Hashem, Hashem will create, Akol Machon Har Tzion Va'al Mikra Eho, on the location of Har Tzion and on the assemblies, Anan Yomam, a cloud by day, Va'oshan v'noga esh lahava laila, and smoke and a light at night, ki al kol kavod chuppah, and a very special honor, and there's going to be chuppah, this canopy. Melamed, this teaches us, and actually looking up the pasuk in Yeshaya with Rashi is helpful on the different levels that are being described here, but the Gemara focuses on two specific levels. Melamed, we're taught, Shekol echad ve'echad osa la'akadosh baruch hu chupa lefi kavodo, that Hashem is making a canopy for each tzaddik according to his level. Asks the Gemara, Oshan b'chupa lama, what was that smoke about? Omer Rabbi Chanina taught, Shekol mi she'en av tzoros b'tamid ha'chachamim, anybody whose eyes are stingy in tamid ha'chachamim ba'olam hazeh, in this world, Mismalos einav oshan la'olam habo, his eyes are going to be afflicted with smoke in the world to come. Now, one could understand this to be people who are looking at the chuppah, looking at the reward of the Talmidei Chachamim from the outside, and they were people who were einav tzaros b'Talmidei Chachamim. They were stingy in Talmidei Chachamim. They didn't want to allow the Talmidei Chachamim to benefit from their assets. So now, when the Talmidei Chachamim have their reward, Hashem doesn't let them benefit from the assets of the Talmidei Chachamim by just enjoying the garden that the Talmid Chacham is blessed with. It is also possible, though, that the very Talmidei Chachamim that may be rewarded had friends, also Talmidei Chachamim, who were Einav Tzaros. A painful topic, but sometimes even great people have a failing of jealousy with their colleagues. Sometimes we're blessed that they're glad for their colleagues' success, and they work together, and they complement each other. So they're going to be given different chupos according to this Gemara, but they'll be able to enjoy each other's, perhaps go for a visit. But sometimes there was a stinginess in lifetime, and that stinginess could remain. Just as a person comes to a fire, to the smoke, and it pains the eyes, the person is not able to enjoy the other person's blessing. There is an expression that I'm fond of, which is called mining the blessing, which is that besides davening for myself and my family, I daven for the success of other people. So when I see a success in somebody else, I say, Baruch Hashem, it knocks one thing off my to-do list. I no longer have to ask that that person get a job because I just heard that they got a great job. I'm thrilled. They were struggling with their car. Now I hear they bought a new car and everything's working out. It's one thing off my to-do list that I no longer have to daven for them because they've succeeded. I'm thrilled. Success in Torah, as well, to hope for the success of other people, and the way a person is in this world, that's how it is in the world to come, where a person's midos end up being reflected, and if they had joy in someone else's success, then in the next world they'll have joy in their success as well. And the description of the ashan, the smoke, is for a person who did not have joy from the other person's success. The eish b'chupalama. And what about the fire? Why is that by the canopy? Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, "Malamed shekol echad ve'echad nichve michupaso shel chaveiro," that each person gets singed, gets burnt from the chuppah of his friend when he realizes how great the other person's achievements are, and he wonders, perhaps if I would have focused properly, I could have achieved that as well. So he gets singed from that busha, from that embarrassment of what could have been. Oila la osa busha, oila la osa kalima. Woe to that embarrassment, is the statement of the Gemara, that it's a very profound pain, even though it's not a physical pain, but that emotional pain is tremendous. There's a statement from Rav Aryeh Kaplan regarding Gehenim. Very insightful observation. He says that perhaps we can understand Gehenim not as a place, but as simply being in the presence of Hashem, the infinite light, and recognizing the incompatibility of the person who's sinned in front of that infinite light. Once a person realizes that Hashem is real, and realizes how much they strayed, there is an intrinsic pain of embarrassment as a person basks in the divine light and realizes how they could have used their life in a more worthwhile fashion. And that's a description here as well of seeing the reward, the acknowledgement that Hashem gives to the tzaddik. And the next person looks at that, and not out of jealousy. That's not the pain over here. The pain is a self-introspective type of pain, where I realize what I could have achieved. Kayotze b'davarata omer, similarly, we have an expression, v'nasata mehotcha alav, Moshe shall grant from his glory on Yehoshua, his student, v'lo kol hotcha, but he was not able to achieve granting all of his greatness. Zikenim sheba'osu hadar omru, the elders of that generation observed, as they understood the difference between Moshe and Yehoshua, they said, p'nei Moshe kipnei chama, Moshe was like the sun, p'nei Yehoshua kipnei levana, and Yehoshua is like the moon, he's reflecting the sun, but he's not a self-generating greatness. Oila la osa busha, oila la osa kalima. And there was a sense of pain that the Jewish people went down in level so dramatically from one generation to the next that Moshe is giving the Torah over to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua is a Navi, a Melech, like Moshe, in terms of his unlimited potential. V'lo yachol lahagia lechvodo, Rashbam says, but he wasn't able to achieve the level of Moshe, and looking at that contrast itself caused pain to the people in the know, the Zakenim of that generation. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.